Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. The ocean world has no dearth of well-intended organizations, conferences, and commissions dedicated to policy, research, advocacy, and education. I suppose there could never be too many, but sometimes I wonder how much progress and resources are sacrificed to redundancies, personalities, and politics that might otherwise help the cause. For example, there have been a succession of world conferences on ocean or ocean-related issues, most recently the important inclusion of ocean in the climate discussions in Copenhagen and Rio. The number of ocean advocacy organizations includes the United Nations Intergovernmental Oceanographic Commission and several other UN groups, private entities such as the Nature Conservancy, Conservation International, World Wildlife Fund, Oceana, the Ocean Conservancy, Greenpeace, the Cousteau Society, the Ocean Futures Society, the Blue Ocean Foundation, the Sylvia Earle Alliance, and more, and other conference organizers, such as the Global Forum on Oceans, Coasts, and Small Islands, and the World Ocean Council. There have been a series of national commissions, two in the United States in 2003, one sponsored by the Pew Charitable Trusts and one sponsored by the national government, that produced excellent, frequently overlapping recommendations that have been consolidated into the Consortium for Ocean Leadership, based in Washington, D.C., that is now attempting to promote these ideas into a national ocean policy that is presently stalled, as are all things, in the U.S. Congress. This adds up to much and little at the same time, and is thus the basis for the simultaneous optimism and pessimism felt by many. As I have reported before on World Ocean Radio, a recent report by the Ocean Project studying public perception of ocean issues in the U.S. over the past decade was not particularly encouraging, evincing very little progress or return for the effort invested over the 10-year period. What is the problem? There are many partial explanations, narrow definitions and perspectives, ideological overlap and competition, the complexity of both problem and solution. Given the size of the ocean and the breadth and depth of its impact on almost every aspect of our lives, ocean advocates and policymakers may have concluded that they can only succeed with narrow agendas, specific successes that may or may not have impact beyond the local ecosystem or issue. The marine protected area is one such strategy, perhaps the most successful, focusing resources on certain habitats in remote or offshore places with mostly benign politics but great ecological consequence. Who, however, is addressing the larger integrated global agenda? An independent commission on the future of the oceans was convened in 1995 and in 1998 issued a report, The Ocean, Our Future, published by Oxford University Press, often mentioned here as it was from that commission's recommendations that the concept of a World Ocean Observatory originated, now evolved into yet another education and informational effort, albeit with a broader definition of the ocean as a social system beyond historical conservation focus on species and habitat. Now comes yet another group, announced in February, a new Global Ocean Commission, convened by former Costa Rica President José María Figueres, South African Cabinet Minister Trevor Manuel, and former British Foreign Secretary David Milbrand, joined, according to a press release, by a panel of, quote, senior political, financial, and business figures from around the world, all intent on looking for solutions to the crisis facing the world's oceans, unquote. Among them, Sir Ratan Tata, a major Indian business leader, Yoriko Kawaguchi, former Japanese Minister of Environment, Vladimir Golitsyn, a judge on the International Tribunal of the Sea, and Sri Mulyan Indrawati, managing director at the World Bank. Based in England, the new commission is sponsored again by Pew, specifically its environmental group, and by Oceans 5, a new organization of ocean-committed private philanthropists, Adesium, an English foundation, and Somerville College, Oxford. Between now and 2014, the commission will study, quote, key threats to international waters, unquote, to include unregulated exploitation of natural resources, fish, oil, and minerals, crises that may have outpaced the governance framework of the international law of the sea, a treaty, however limited it may be, please remember, still not ratified by the United States. So more study and more recommendations to come, but the crisis remains. All this policy, all this effort, all this money, where will it take us? Frankly, I look back at the 1998 report, which remains, in my view, the most comprehensive, prescient, and progressive agenda yet produced. If we had accomplished even a small number of its objectives, we would be far ahead of where lies the ocean agenda today. We can only wish this new group well, offer to help, publicize their accomplishments, and continue to lay to alongside with dedication and determination on behalf of the World Ocean. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Visit us online at worldoceanobservatory.org. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.